I just love this segment. As you head to Michigan International Speedway, campgrounds in the Irish Hills, all those different things, US 12 in Onstead and Brooklyn, there's a giant bright yellow sign saying Mystery Hill and the amazing force of gravity. It sits on the corner of US 12 and Boardman Drive. I went there as a little boy. My dad was not the kind of guy to pull over to any of those things. I never saw the killer clam. I never stopped at the big cheese thing. But we did stop at Mystery Hill, and I'm so glad we did. And I'm thrilled to hear, what is it, 70 years or so? It's 75 years? It's still there, and there's a new owner. And the new owner is online, Nathan Wakefield, the new owner of Mystery Hill in Onstead. Nathan, welcome to Focus with Paul W. Smith.
Great.
What made you decide that you needed to own Mystery Hill? Tell me your history with Mystery Hill.
People, I have very fond memories of going there when I was a kid. It was just a magical place, going to the Irish Hills, and they had all the attractions out there. And I really remember Mystery Hill specifically. And I heard the Irish Hills kind of had some hard times for a while, and time passed. And then last year, I had heard that they had fixed it up and added an oddities museum to it. So I went out there last year and saw that there was an oddities museum. I'm really into circus sideshow stuff, so that was really cool. And I was really impressed that, you know, the gravitational house was just how I remembered it. You know, it took me back to my childhood, and the new stuff there was really cool. And I left thinking, man, how cool would it be to own something like this? It's just a true piece of nostalgia. And then, sure enough, a few months later, it hit the market.
Wow.
I have a background both, you know, working in like corporate America as well as a background working in show business. So when that hit the market, I talked to the owner and a few other interested parties, and we hit it off, and I just purchased the joint. It's a perfect mix of like my business background and my entertainment background.
What's your entertainment? What's your showbiz entertainment background?
Sure. Yeah, I've been an entertainer doing a variety of arts, particularly circus, juggling, and sideshow stunts for the last 15 years. I perform as Nathan McScary all over North America, and dig it.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, we've already decided, not that it's up to us in the end, but Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, and yours truly, we want to do a broadcast from the new Mystery Hill. So we're going to try to put, all we need is sponsorship, but we're going to try to do that. For somebody who has no idea what we're talking about, and I do because, as I said, I went there as a kid, nothing but fond memories. How do you explain to them what Mystery Hill is?
That is a really interesting question, and one that I still struggle with to this day. But the best way to sum it up is we are a historic roadside attraction. We have several different things on site that people can engage in, but our main attraction is our gravitational house. Now, it's really strange. It's been there for 74 years, and you go in there, and gravity just works a little bit differently for some reason. I mean, for example, you can see water run uphill. You can see pendulum balls that only swing in one direction, and you can physically feel the amazing force of gravity distort your perception and the way you stand as you make your way through this amazing house. It's a really interesting thing. Our main attraction.
I simply remember the baseball rolling uphill. That's all I needed to see to go, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, water goes uphill. We still have that too. I'm committed to maintaining all the classic elements of the gravitational house. Those are going to remain unchanged other than various maintenance and aesthetic upgrades, but the house itself will forever remain as you remember it.
So did the guy, the former owner, Dirk Dole, apparently travels around fixing up roadside attractions and then selling them back to local owners. So he didn't really, I wouldn't guess he owned it for very long. It's not like you bought it from a family that had it in the family for 74 years.
Correct. Yeah, Dirk purchased it 3 or 4 years ago and completely renovated it, made it really nice. He's known for doing this. And he did a fantastic job modernizing it. He also brought in both the Oddities Museum as well as setting up a gemstone mining thing on site, which has been really popular with the kids. We actually have a water sleuth, and people come out there and can actually mine for gemstones with a bag of gem mix. So that's been really fun.
If we go online, do we get the hours and the exact location there in Onsted?
Yep, absolutely. Visit mysteryhill.com. It has all the information you know on there. You can also book a tour online, or you can just simply show up during our business hours and book a tour then.
Do you actually have to put visitmysteryhill.com or just mysteryhill.com?
Visitmysteryhill.com.
All right, visitmysteryhill.com. And what are we looking at for entrance, just general admission?
So for general admission for adults, it's $15.95. For kids, it's $9.95.
Oh, that's very, very reasonable. Well, good luck to you. I understand you want to expand the attraction with a stage, traveling performances, pop-up events, even a Halloween horror attraction in the fall. I wish you nothing but good luck, and I hope that we meet, and I hope that it's on the occasion of us broadcasting from Mystery Hill in Onsted in the days ahead, Nathan.
That would be incredible. I'm very receptive to that idea. Keep in touch. I'd love to make it happen.
All right. Well, you're talking to all the people that can make it happen on our end. Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, yours truly. Now we just have to get the business end handled, and we're going to work on that too. Nathan, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Nathan Wakefield, Mystery Hill. What a blast from the past. We continue.